This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. Two eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
Look at all these pissed off people this morning. We love to see it, don't we? 585-252-9800. It's time to clear the air this morning on PXY. If you got a hot take, an unpopular opinion, or you just need to get something off your chest, this is a safe space. Like 20% of the time, you guys.
It's a safe space until we get a call from HR, and then it's no longer a safe space.
Yes, our days are numbered here, so soak it in. I'm going to get mine out of the way today. If you need to explain your personalized license plate, you definitely wasted your money. There, I said it.
That is...
You shouldn't have to explain it.
G-G-G what? You know.
You don't get it?
It's my sorority from college. Okay, you're 50, so. This person says, farting in your wife's direction and then waving the fumes at her is not a sign of affection. It's the grossest thing ever. There, I said it. Yeah. Divorce is in order.
Some men will never grow up. You know what I did see the other day, though, that I was flabbergasted. You remember the tassels, high school graduation? Yeah, it was hanging from this dude's rearview mirror. He must have been about, he was definitely in his 40s.
Did he have his Letterman jacket on as well?
I was like, oh man, that's crazy.
Okay, guys.
Kids that just graduated don't even do that anymore.
No, it's so choogy. This is a safe space, obviously. But at the same time, if you hang a tassel from your rearview, if you still wear your Letterman jacket and or... sorority or fraternity letters. And I would even go as far to say, have your diploma hung on the wall. It's not it. There, I said it.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, hold here on. We go. Here we go.
So I have my associate's degree from MCC framed in a closet. Yesterday, I took it out and I hung it on my wall. Why is that bad?
Feeling down on yourself? Were you trying to count your accolades and accomplishments? You're like, well, I can pull that one out of the closet. No, you're unwell.
It's a beautiful frame. It's a beautiful frame.
It's, first of all, Duffy down the hall. This is his joke. I'll take it. He said he bought a frame once from Michaels and it came with an associate's degree. So give credit where credit is due for that one.
Nobody said you can't be proud of yourself. You know what I'm saying?
I don't even know where my diploma is, to be honest. I really don't. It's bottom barrel somewhere. Listen, and nobody even cares where I went to school. Everyone here thinks I went to Geneseo.
I went
to Oswego.
I'm proud of myself for finishing up. It took 4 years, but I still did it. If something were to happen with that degree, I'd drive my ass back to Henrietta, march right in MCC, and ask for another one.
They're like, we actually dropped your records years ago. You weren't an outstanding student. Yeah, wow. All right, guys. You know, take a page out of Moose's book. Be proud of yourself, but also not too proud. You know what I mean? Not too proud. Mackenzie's here. She wrote, I don't like Ash Wednesday for the sole reason I think the marks on the forehead are extremely distracting in the workplace. There, I said it.
It's definitely a conversation starter.
Wait, is today Ash Wednesday? Is that why? Wait.
I don't know.
Hold on. Today is Ash Wednesday. Happy Ash Wednesday.
Oh, I should know this.
You should be at church right now.
I have to give something up for Lent. I have to. I don't know what it is yet.
Should we?
Domino's.
No, that doesn't count because you've already been cutting back.
All right. Let's circle back.
We'll circle back to that.
What's up? Good morning, Moose and Breezy. We should all be limited to one free hour of social media a day. An additional hour costs 10, the next 20, then 40, 80, and so on. There, I said it.
Oh, like pay for it.
You got to pay for it.
If that was the case, you know I'm cheap as heck and I would never. I don't care how addicted I am to it. I would quit cold turkey.
Let's go over to...
Also, don't put that out in the universe because you know Trump will implement that like tomorrow.
Yes, he will. And then get credit for bringing it back 12 hours later. Let's talk to Heather. From someone who spent years searching for a soulmate, take it from me, you're wasting your time. There, I said it. Even if this person does exist, the world is massive. The chances you'll run into each other is probably 0.0001%, if that. And if you make that your goal to find someone like that, you're probably just going to be disappointed.
Huh.
All right, Heather.
Okay, so I'm no doctor, but I do prescribe you antidepressants immediately.
Heather's going through it.
Yeah. Let's see here. People who pick their nose in public with no shame need mental help. There, I said it. Okay.
Yeah, where's all my girls? Where's all my girls with like... bipolar disorder, you know? Where's all my girls with six DUIs, you know? Who's got an underbite? Where are you guys at?
Why are you asking for them to take them somewhere?
Yeah. They need love too, you know?
Right. This person says, the ones who have money are awful tippers, and the ones who live in a shack are best tippers. There, I said it, based on my experience.
I agree with that.
I know people with plenty of money that tip well.
Not in my experience. DoorDash, through the rolling hills of California, oh, it was terrible.
Oh, God.
I used to have to hike up mountains to these mansions just to drop off like a gallon of milk, okay? Take me 40 minutes to get there. Never a tip. But the Joe Schmo up the street who wanted a burger at McDonald's, $40 tip in cash. That's the difference.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, this is so odd.
Very strange.
Let's go over to this person. Anyone who says sorry is the hardest word to say, has never stood in a courtroom and said guilty. Okay.
Well, okay.
That's interesting.
Perfect.
And we'll go over to our friend Crystal. Stop making murderers and criminals out to be some hero. You need some serious help if you romanticize about people like Luigi, who is a cold-blooded killer.
And celebrities, for that matter. Gypsy Rose has more money than anybody I know. She's like literally obviously gone through and seen some things. So there's that.
I thought Luigi was a plumber.
What? Not every joke hits, you know?
Nope, not everyone. Speaks White Mornings with Moose and Breezy. With the cost of eggs today and your typical grocery bill being through the roof, it's making certain couples question on whether they want to have kids right now. At least certain couples that I know, because Saturday morning I called my mom and she told me like my niece and nephew spent the night like last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, you know, she was exhausted because the kids love to eat. I don't think my mom had a chance to leave the kitchen because as soon as they get done with lunch or dinner, they want a snack.
Right.
And then after the snack, they're hungry again. I said, Mom, are they hungry or are they just bored? And she goes, no, well, they're hungry. But she goes, when you were their age, all you did was eat. And I was like, did I?
The hungry, hungry hippo.
And then when I remember when I'm growing up, I ate a ton. And sometimes I would just open the fridge and sit in front of it with the door open for no apparent reason.
Right.
I think that's when my dad would get the most upset because he knew our G&E was rubbing their sweaty little hands together. The electric bill. But how many of you listening, I have to know, especially parents who have kids, kids that never, ever stop eating, what are you typically spending on groceries per week? What's the average cost? Let's say a family of four, where are you at with that?
I also believe that the whole food situation when it comes to your children starts at a very young age. Like, in the sense of, if you introduce them to Gushers and all the junk food.
Fruit roll-ups, toaster strudels.
All of it. They will crave that. Your body will crave what it knows, right? So if you start them at a young age eating things that, A, are good for them and, B, affordable, you're golden. But that starts right when they can start eating.
Or those little brownies that I
love. Cosmic brownies.
Oh, the damn cosmic brownies. Oh, you dunk one of those bad boys in milk, the pizza rolls. You got, when you think about it, we had a lot of processed crap growing up.
Yeah.
Even now, you know those Crustables are not good for you.
Uncrustables?
So what?
I just had so many of them the other day. Not the other day, but like I bought them. Cause I was
really?
Them.
I don't know. I mean, it would make sense for a lot of parents to start shopping at Costco. I get that. Let's go over to Michelle that's texting in right now. Michelle says, we are a family of four. And I'm pretty sure I spend $400 a week, and that's on a good week. Yeah, that $400 a week, family of four. See, for me, I'm a single guy. I spend at least $80, $90 a week at Wegmans.
Mm-hmm.
A week just for myself.
That's insane.
Yeah,
that's
kind of, like,
insane.
Does that seem
insane?
Does that seem like a lot?
And you're not even buying anything. You're literally not.
No, I'm buying stuff.
No, you have one bag of groceries. Like, it's not like you're like going all out. You're buying like maybe seven items.
The problem is I'm not in Wegmans once a week. Last week I was there 3 days. I'm like, what am
I like never go to Wegmans.
This is my problem. I don't make grocery list. I go in there and I was like, yeah, I'll take this.
You also need to start like planning your meals. You're a single guy.
I did this week. Monday, I made stuffed peppers. Last night, I made salmon and asparagus. Tonight, I make chicken. Guys, I have three boys in the house, 11, 14, and 17. I work full-time just to be able to afford to go to Wegmans and Costco. I think my last grocery bill was close to $720. A year ago, it probably would have cost me $100 less, but with cost of food today, it's not fun to see where your paycheck is going. I can't imagine it would be. It's so expensive today.
It's cheaper to not have an appetite.
It's cheaper to just not have a family.
I think there's a lot of things that you can do to cut costs. Obviously, going to shopping at like bulk stores like Costco, Sam's Club, all of those are
BJ's.
Great. 100%.
I don't think we have Sam's Club anymore.
I know. The closest one's in Buffalo. Devastated about it. But those obviously. But at the same time, you need people to be in your household to eat said thing. Like for me, shopping at Costco like is kind of a waste. The only thing I really buy there is like chicken because I can freeze it, shrimp.
I've not been in probably a couple years now, at least 2 years, something like that. I mean, I've gone in, but I won't buy anything because my membership expired.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard for me because they're going to make me renew the membership at the cash
checkout. Yeah.
And I was like, well, if I go in there and I buy something for $20, it's going to cost me $80. And so it keeps me from wanting to do it.
Yeah.
Let's go over to Christine, who says family of four. We're running on about $1,200 a month. But admittedly, I buy Lunchables, et cetera, at times to streamline lunch packing on busy nights. We could trim it down, but I think it would be tough to get under $1,000 a month for a family of four. The amount of money, and think about the food you're throwing out too, because you're not eating all of that stuff.
Right. You're definitely not.
I mean, the last time I went to Costco, I bought a box of mozzarella sticks. There's 120 of them in there.
There's really no need for that.
Like, I'm one guy. Like, what? Why did I do that?
But
because
I
got a sample, and I liked the way one tasted, so I had to buy 120 of them. Stupid.
And the problem about that is like, you have to eat them. Obviously, they go in the freezer, so you can eat them whenever. But, like, you're going to be consuming 120 mozzarella sticks over the course of, I don't know, 6 months to a year? That's insane.
And that's why...
Just at home.
Yeah, and that's why, you know... I stay a little bit chubby. That's another conversation.
That's the cholesterol.
I don't think the world is ready for skinny moose. I don't think they're ready for it. But what I did was I bought pizza dough, and I'm like, oh, let's be creative. So I put the mozzarella sticks around the dough, folded over the dough to make a mozzarella cheese stick crust. I'm like, what am I doing?
I cannot believe your cholesterol is as high as it is. I just can't. I simply can't. There's just no way.
Look at this person. Good morning, guys. I have zero kids, and after listening to these comments, it might stay like that. How does anyone afford to live $1,200 a month just on groceries? That's my rent.
Yeah.
Tell me about it. I know. It's really tough. So when I was working at that skincare company, I had to go do a convention at a Costco. I'm in San Jose. A mom walks in with two 16-year-old twin boys. Both of them were 6'3". Giants. They were trees. They were like, what did I say? They were 16, 15 years old, something like that. Young. And I was like, do they eat a lot? She goes, all day, every day. She goes, we spend a little over $2,000 a month on food just for them. I was like, at Costco? They were giants.
And that's where I say you go hungry. Or you go into a cut.
How can people afford this?
They can't. That's too much. That's simply too much. But, you know, shopping at Aldi is a good alternative. And not eating as much is a good alternative as well. Because it's going to get to the point where you just simply can't afford it.
This mom says, we're a family of five, and shopping at Wegmans has gotten really expensive. Plus, my Shoppers Club card doesn't seem to save much.
No, it does not. They're like, phone number? I'm like, what does it matter? Why are we doing this dance?
What's one thing you just can't buy? Something that's not a tangible item, correct?
Yeah.
Peace by Mornings, Moose Breezy. By the way, 54 for the high today, guys. I know it's raining out there and the weather sucks, but at least it's warm.
It's a sprinkling. It's cold and wet, honestly. It's not fun out there, but you guys, you got this. Absolutely power through. And get after it. So I'm laying in bed this morning, and
Should have been here.
Yeah, I'm laying in bed this morning, and I'm like, I don't want to get up. And I was like half in and out, like half dreaming, half awake. And I was like, what if I just like Venmo'd Moose $15 for like 15 extra minutes of sleep?
No way.
I literally was like, why can't I just buy time? You know what I mean? Why can't I just buy extra time to sleep in or whatever the case may be? Because if that was the case, I would be broke. I'd be bankrupt.
Yeah, you would have no money. That's not how the world works.
Transactions would be out of control.
You can't buy time.
And I think the biggest thing that I would buy if you know, anything was for sale, tangible or non-tangible, would be time. Be time to live longer on this earth. Be time to sleep in. Be time to not be late to things. And that's something that obviously I struggle with, and I always have. And I blame my parents, right? They're always late to everything. So you only know what you know. So that is what it is.
What would you guys buy? What would you buy that you can't typically buy? Like, for instance,
a non-tangible
time.
Yeah.
And we all would like more time, especially when you're at the end of your life.
Yeah. Can I just buy like a year? You know what I mean? Can I buy an extra 6 months, whatever the case may be?
You didn't want to get up for work that bad this morning that you thought about sending me a Venmo for $15 for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I would have declined that so fast. Get your ass in here.
I was thinking about it. And I don't know if I was like lucid or what was happening, but
I don't understand why you're that tired when you go to bed at 8.
I think just, you know.
Like, why?
Your bed is comfy. It's a good time.
When you have a warm body next to you.
Cozy. You wouldn't understand.
It's a low blow, Breezy.
It's not even the body. I mean, there's a body. There's a dog. There's a lot of comforters.
Oh, you sleep with the dog, too. How's that going? There's no way you enjoy it. Because I'm assuming with a dog in your bed, you're having to wash your sheets way more.
The only saving grace is that it's a king, honestly.
Yeah, but still, this dog's still in the bed.
Yes.
Would you rather sleep with a dog or a cat?
Oh my God, ew, a dog.
Yeah.
I hate cats.
Because God forbid you move your foot, then all of a sudden you're getting clawed to death.
Yeah, they're hissing at me.
I don't understand why cats are so pissed all the time.
Yeah. What would you buy with your endless supply of money and something you can't buy at the grocery store or buy anywhere, truly?
More talent.
Oh.
I'd buy more talent.
And what would you do with said talent?
I don't know. Probably be a star, like in a soap opera.
Oh, I that must be some cheap talent you're buying, because the soap opera stars kind of end up there at the end of their career.
That's true, but
washed up.
Secretly, I so badly wanted to be an episode. I wanted to be on an episode of General Hospital when I was in L.A.
Okay.
And I told my agent, I was like, I bet you can get me this. Just give me an audition. You know what I mean? You don't have to guarantee anything because nothing's guaranteed. Just give me an audition. She goes, all right, I'll work on it. And then I never heard back from her about that.
No, you dropped her. You dropped her as an agent.
Never heard back. I just want to be on one soap opera just so I can get a feel for it. You know what I mean?
Right.
But they're too difficult. They're really hard to do. It's because they make you memorize like 30 pages the night before. It's like, oh.
Nobody's watching it. Respectfully, of course.
Breeze, there's a reason why some of these soap operas have been on in the air for 30 years.
I used to watch As the World Turns as a young
me too.
Gal.
Yeah, me too.
I actually know someone that used to be on that show. They're not on it anymore.
Yeah, I would probably buy more talent. Oh, this one's sad. We got a text coming in from Laura that says I would buy more time with my mom if she was still around. Which makes sense. Sentimental things.
Oh my gosh. What are these listeners saying? I would let Jeff be broke with you, Breezy. Who's Jeff?
Who is
I'm not
Jeff?
Sure who Jeff is.
I think they might be talking about me. It's Jeff and Breezy in the morning.
Why is it almost like it's like every couple weeks on the couple weeks you just change your name? A couple weeks ago it was Bruce. Now it's Jeff. What was my name?
Rachel.
What was my name at
Rach.
No, it wasn't Rach. It wasn't Rach, guys. You know what it was. It wasn't Rachel.
Somebody, me and Breezy had to host a gala.
Oh, my God. I need to look this
they
up.
They called Breezy by the wrong name the entire time. So the following day, I just went with that name on the show.
It was
for like a whole entire week. But I don't remember what she called you.
Oh, my God. I have to look it up. Anyways, they said, I would let Jeff be broke with you, Breezy. I was listening to that and I'm thinking that's a really good idea, but I would never have money again because I would be paying for extra sleep left and right. Yeah, that's so incredibly tough. Wait, okay, I think I got it. I think I got it. Where is it? This is so bad.
Does it matter at this point?
No, it does.
No, of course not.
It does. It really, really, really does.
People are very upset that you're not a fan of cats, but neither am I. You were very clear on that.
I hate cats.
Can you remind me what this segment was about again?
Buying more of something that you can't get.
We're unhinged. It's the last segment of the show. It's been a morning, has it not?
It truly has
it
been.
Really has.
Oh, I got it. I got it. Jen.
Jen!
Oh, Jen!
It's Moose and Jen in the morning. God, I couldn't think of a worse show name. You imagine?
Bruce and Jen. Just Bruce and Jen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
And things.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.